On today's My Fix It Up Life, we dig into new ways we're creating community during the coronavirus pandemic with two innovative and energetic handy women. Kayleen McCabe is a general contractor, TV host, trades advocate, and always good for morale. Carly Ferreira is a blacksmith, woodworker, mom, and an all-around creative force. So grab a cup of coffee and take a break with us. It's time for My Fix It Up Life.
You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life.
This is My Fix It Up Life, and I'm your host, Teresa, and it is surreal out there right now with the coronavirus. It's changing our daily lives. What we see every day on the inside of our houses is pretty much what we see every day is on the inside of our houses. If we venture out to get some exercise or we're hanging out in the backyard, but we're staying connected with everyone virtually. So I'm really excited that I get to talk to one of my friends who's a licensed contractor and a TV host from DIY Network. And also she travels around the country promoting trades, Kayleen McCabe. I am so excited to talk to you. How are you doing?
It's very different.
It is very different out there. And so, Kayleen, you're out in Colorado, and I'm here in Philly. So I want to know what you're doing and what you think people should be doing with their time at home. I saw you did a Facebook Live earlier this week showing off some projects that you're doing around the house. There's some gardening I saw, and there's some kind of Game of Thrones throne that you're building with some crazy cedar. What is this? What are you building? What is happening? And inspire us at our houses to, like, you know, pick up our tools, to get handy and change our air filters too. I saw you were doing that too.
All right. So I feel like a lot of people who have recently come into this opportunity to spend a lot of time at home. I did over 251 trips last year talking about the trades and supporting stuff. So my time at home last year was minimal. And now to suddenly find myself, everything is canceled until, who knows, indefinitely. I'm now stuck at home. And now I have the time to finish all these projects that need to be done. And it's sort of this weird place as a contractor to be like, okay, now I got to get it done. You know, it's like the cobbler is finally making shoes for his family because he's quarantined in the house or whatever. So it's kind of walking around the house and realizing things that I put off and things that, like, it wasn't a busted pipe that had to happen immediately, but changing your air filter, I was lax on that for sure. Who isn't? A lot of people aren't, and I give them props, but hey, let me be honest. Like, I forgot. I recocked all my tubs and my showers. And it's not that they were necessarily bad, but they were starting to crack. And keeping maintenance up on stuff like that is important.
So you're traveling around the country, you know, speaking to lots of different groups about getting kids involved in the trades, trying to get more kids wanting to go into the trades. You know, when you have skills, you always have an ability to make money. And these are the times when you can see that is real.
Okay, so what I've heard so far, and obviously, and everything is changing day by day, but it is really challenging. And it's amazing that even some sites that have been shut down, they're still bringing these skills at home and fixing stuff around their house. Skills, the skills pay the bills, and then also are applicable in the most, these are the most insane circumstances I could possibly think of. Yeah, at any level, being able to work on stuff is incredibly valuable.
If you had kids, what would you be doing with them right now at your house? I mean, would you guys be cooking together? Would you be making the throne together? And the throne, they're gutters too. They're cedar gutters.
When my nephews and niece stay here, it is full out STEM palooza. I'm big into science experiments. I'm big into making stuff. So it's sort of weird going into this as far as like not getting groceries. I'm stocked with a bunch of weird stuff like vinegar and baking soda for days, cornstarch, because cornstarch and water, I don't know, I still get excited to play with that. I have more food coloring than I know what to do with. So I can make Play-Doh and slime and the cornstarch and water, whatever that amazing substance is. And so a lot of tactile experiment and things. Cooking too. Actually, I don't really... So I'm new to cooking. I just recently found out how much I love it. Baking is my bigger passion. So I would be inclined more to bake with kids and do something like sugar cookies. It's a multi-step process. You can decorate, you know, you gotta be prepared for a mess. But so, okay, outside of that, I'm the biggest Lego nerd that we're talking to today. I'm a giant fanatic for it. I just finished Harry Potter's castle and I disassembled it. So maybe I'm going to put it back together. So those type of building and creating and drawing and, you know, going through the cupboards and I don't know, there's a lot of fun stuff to create. I'm so tactile. I've always been an artist. I do a lot of cross-stitching. Those metal puzzles are big. So keeping myself entertained without technology is something that's really important for me to pass on to my nieces and nephew. And I'll definitely, depending on the age, because I do have a variety of ages with my nieces and nephew, take them out of the shop because sanding is something that's amazing. And I actually took that piece that I'm turning into the throne and I sanded it so much that I actually polished the lumber. So it glows like it has like a finish on it, but there's nothing on it. I finished it to 24,000 grit. It's insane. Like, level of nerd. I collect Legos and sandpaper. Well, and this is what happens when you work in the trades, become an adult, and make enough money that you can buy your own toys. I'm weirdly stocked to be in quarantine with a bunch of stuff. Like, oh, have you done the experiment with the soap? Okay, so take water and you put pepper on top of it. And then you put a drop of soap. So fun! Another saying, like, you know, you can explain germs that way. But
so I wish everybody was this excited about washing their hands and hygiene last year or 10 years ago. I'm glad that everyone is sharing all these tips now. But that's a really good thing to show toddlers. I wish I had known that when my son was a little guy and he hates to wash his hands. He hates to wash his hands. I have to always say, with soap.
Yes. Yes. And now you make it fun.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do it. It really is. I think that all these little tips that everyone's sharing right now, I think we're becoming this really cool online community where we're being more connected in a way, even though we're less connected physically. Like we're using technology in a more connected way than we have been using your social media and all this stuff, all these different platforms that we have access to now, we're using them in a more positive way than we have been using them before. It was more of like a diversion.
Yeah, I think they're now being used in the way they should have been for information, you know, and I appreciate opinions. They're amazing. And clearly we're sharing opinions, but digestible content is really exciting to see. Hopefully that will thrive in this. But yeah, who knows? Who knows? It makes me want to reread all of Malcolm Gladwell's books, especially The Tipping Point, because talk about, you look at how fast this happened. It went from 0 to 90 in less than a week. The ripple effects from this, Teresa, like we're living in history. It's interesting.
It is wild to see and to know what's going to change, how we're going to be using our houses different, how we're going to be using our outdoor spaces different. The outdoor room is going to evolve tremendously because we're needing to use it in a different way now. It's been a pleasure and a joy talking with you today. And I'm glad that you are having so much fun at your house because it looks like you're on a mini vacation right now. And I kind of think that's how everybody who is healthy at home should be treating this as a little opportunity to fix up little things around their house, spend time with their family, and like you said, turn off those electronics and just be. Just be. And if you like the energy and joy that Kaylee McCabe exudes, go to her website at kayleemccabe.com or check out her Facebook Lives, because she'll probably be sharing some things about that Game of Thrones throne and some other things around our house. Maybe building some Legos or, you know, changing her air filter for you or gardening. Yes. But, you know, the energy and enthusiasm from her, if you watch one of her Facebook Lives, you're going to want to go strap on your tool belts and get out there and do something. So thank you so much. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. White dress walking up to me. And this is My Fix It Up Life, and I am Teresa. And there's a pandemic going on, but you know what? We're trapped at home, and we have a lot of stuff to do at our houses. We can take advantage and spend more time with our families. We can learn how to cook some new meals. It's kind of an opportunity in a lot of ways if we're not sick and that we don't have any loved ones that are suffering right now. So I want to talk to one of my friends who is innovative and just has a lot of ideas and has a small one at home and has a small business too. So Carly Ferrer, who is at the Iron Mountain Forge, and you can find her on Facebook and on Instagram. Carly, I'm very excited that you can join me today because we're all social distancing ourselves and I need someone to talk to. How are you?
I am enjoying myself a lot.
Yeah, you are enjoying yourself. How is it there? Because I'm in Philly. How are you seeing, you know, what's going on around where you live?
Boston is pretty bad. But Rhode Island, our governor got stuff on lock pretty fast. So as pretty much most of the states locking themselves up voluntarily. So we're seeing a really, really slow spread, which is great. But yeah, a lot of local businesses have become super innovative. We have, we are taking advantage of this situation. There is a local cocktail bar that delivers handmade cocktails to your door.
What?
With zero contact.
Wait. I know about all kinds of delivery. Like, I'm getting my groceries delivered, but delivering cocktails? Like, how do they deliver them? Are they in a, what kind of container are they in?
They're in little cups, and then, like, when they ring your doorbell, they drop an ice cube in it and then run away, so there's no human contact.
Wow. So you have a little one at home. How are you dealing with, you know, being at home all day with your husband and your daughter?
So my daughter is completely thrilled because it's 24/7 mommy and daddy with absolutely no breaks. Just real happy about that. My husband's still working from home, so I get to entertain a 13-month-old all day long. Which I'm not really, I mean, not that I'm not used to it, but like all day, every day, not used to it. I'm used to running a blacksmithing shop. So it's a little bit different, but my brain is on like high alert of something's going on. I did all this prepping. I got all of my groceries and now I'm waiting for like a hurricane to hit kind of situation. And I keep forgetting, I look outside and it's just like 60 and no clouds in the sky and it's absolutely beautiful. So we've been going on walks throughout the neighborhood. We actually, oddly perfect timing, we bought a fixer-upper house, and I haven't had much time to work on it. And I'm like, great, let's do this. I ordered stuff from Lowe's, and we did like a drive-through pickup, so I didn't even have to go into the store, have contact with anybody. I'm installing new fencing in my backyard. I've just finished building raised beds. I just ordered a bunch of seeds so I can start a vegetable garden. So my daughter and I are going to play in dirt later this week once the seeds come in.
That sounds really, really good. You're taking advantage of the situation and getting all the things off your list that you've been putting off. I think that if you're healthy and you're not suffering from the coronavirus right now, or have a, you know, a loved one who is, and you're stuck at home with your family, or if you're alone in your home, it's a really good opportunity to do stuff like that. And also, you know, everyone's homeschooling right now.
Yeah.
Doing a vegetable garden, I think, is a really good opportunity to, as an educational experience for kids too.
I keep thinking that a lot of people who are homeschooling are trying to stick to a very specific regimen, which I understand.
Okay, Carly. So I am on this mommy text with some friends of mine in the area, and one of my friends sent her schedule for her son to all of us, and it's by every 15 minutes throughout the day. She has got it down. Like, she's got music, she's got art, she has, you know, exercise, she has reading, she has everything on this list. And then I have this other friend who said, that's great. I just gave my kids ice cream at 10 o'clock in the morning because I had a conference call.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're all dealing with it in different ways. And I don't know, you know, I would be surprised if we went back to school this year. I'd be very surprised if school went back in session, at least in most places around the country. I think, you know, the regimented schedule is probably one side of the spectrum, and ice cream at 10 o'clock is the other. I think doing like what you're talking about is somewhere in between that makes more, you know, is easier for people to deal with on a day in and day out basis.
The thing that I've realized, I'm part of a Facebook group for Rhode Island moms, and it's all of these like beautiful things coming together. So there's all of these kids illustrators who do kids books doing like live streaming of drawing classes. So you can take a drawing class with like a famous kids illustrator. You can like do all this really cool stuff because everybody's locked at home. So all you have to do is look and you can find these things. You know, the Smithsonian and all of the different museums have completely unlocked everything. So you can do tours online. So it's not, you don't have to stick to the textbook. If it's just like an art program or something like that, you can actually take advantage of what's being offered only because of our situation.
I think that we're all using technology for really good purpose these days, because the amount of sharing that I'm seeing, like you're talking about, because there are these opportunities online, like zoo tours, live performances, the amount that kids have at their fingertips to be able to learn in an interesting way is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So are we going to see anything from you, from you're a blacksmith? Are you going to be doing anything online that we'll be able to watch on your Facebook or Instagram?
I got approval from my husband this morning. Not that I need approval from him, but, you know, I'm bringing fire onto our property. So I felt like I should probably check with him. I'm going to run to the shop this weekend and I'm going to grab an anvil and my old portable forge and I'm going to set up in my driveway.
I have to say that most people can't say I'm going to go grab an anvil unless they're like Bugs Bunny or something. Like, it's not something that is common in this world, but I think that's awesome. Is it your personal Instagram or is it your Forge Instagram that people should be going to?
Both? It's all the same one.
Okay. I think that's something that kids will want to watch. And I think that grownups will want to watch too, because we all want to learn stuff. And how often do we get this kind of experience?
Yeah, I've, again, one of the things that I'm doing is working on this garden. And I really, as the only blacksmith in the neighborhood, I can't have a normal garden gate. So I feel like I'm just going to forge a crazy, crazy garden gate during this situation. A lot of things I forge are vines and leaves, and I'm just learning more. But it's not, I don't just forge a leaf anymore. Now I forge, you know, a specific type of leaf. And so I have 8 different kinds of leaves that I forge now. So it's becoming more specific.
So you're like a blacksmith botanist-ish person now.
That sounds like a really cool book.
It does, actually. I think you should write that book while you're at home. I'm the blacksmith botanist. Did I read somewhere that you were going to create a speakeasy at your house?
That's what this room, which has awful green in it right now, is going to be a speakeasy when I'm done with it, because, again, I haven't had time to renovate any room in this house, and it is, it's real bad.
Oh, wow.
It's not, this is all wallpaper that's been painted over, like, with blue and green swirls. It's awesome.
There's some taste happening there. I'm not sure if it's good taste, but there's taste.
So, yeah, so this is technically my husband's office, but he's a big brewer, and he likes to do all the cocktails, so we were drinking on St. Patrick's Day after my daughter went to sleep, and I got online, and I ordered a bunch of black paint, and I ordered some, like, black and gold art deco-style wallpaper, and we're going to turn it into a speakeasy for, like, $100.
That's really awesome and creative. So I also saw that you were talking about our pets and they're going to your shelter. Like, if you can't be with other people, to think about adopting a pet, maybe this is a good time for it. So if you live alone, you won't be alone.
Exactly. Like, a lot of my friends who are very extroverted people are having a really hard time with this if they live alone. So we've been doing a lot of Google Hangouts. Like, we're actually, my husband and I are going to host a Google Hangout speakeasy this Saturday, and he's going to walk people through how to make specific cocktails. And then we're all just going to chill and talk and drink, even though we can't be in the same room. But yeah, a lot of people are struggling with that aloneness. So you don't even have to go and adopt an animal. You can foster.
That's a really good idea. We're getting inspired by each other in a new and informal way online. And I think it's powerful. We're creating community in a beautiful way, but it's true. We are creating a whole new kind of community in our country that I think we really needed. And it's horribly a shame that it's because of this tragic pandemic that we're experiencing in the world.
I almost, right before the pandemic, I was so sick of Facebook. It was just argument after argument after, like, slander. Like, there's nothing good on there anymore. And the shift after everybody started quarantining themselves, this morning posted, I'm working on an edible garden for people in the New England area. What's good things? I had 42 people comment giving me gardening advice within an hour. And people are, there's still stuff coming up, but, like, people are like, hey, I'm doing this. Does anybody have an advice? And it's more going back to what it used to be before you could post articles of, like, people just talking about what they're doing, getting advice from other people. People are asking for, like, what book recommendations, what recipe recommendations. And it's actually turning back into a community instead of just people yelling into the void.
Yeah. I was having trouble with Facebook, and I was having trouble with it for a while too, because of that. There's just too many strong political opinions that brew in that land that I'm not a part of the arguments, and I don't like seeing people be not nice to each other. It hurts. It just hurts. So I'm really glad that everyone's being nice, and I'm really sad in a way that it's because of this.
Hopefully people just keep doing it.
Hopefully people keep doing it. We can get each other through this tough time. And hopefully we'll all still be well connected when it's over. Hopefully. Yeah. I really do hope. But thank you so much, Carly. It's been a pleasure and a joy. And I have to say goodbye. It may be the end of this My Fix It Up Life show, but stay connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And please join us again for another My Fix It Up Life.
It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. But I'm so glad you walked into my life. up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple loan would do. But what do I say? At my feet, it might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. My crazy fix it up life. This is our fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.